Badgers.
You bet. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is the Mountain Home leading BB 40-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
I believe it will be actually it'll be BB's ball to start this second half as Mountain Home leads 40-8. The Lady Bombers will be now moving left to right in this second half. The Lady Badgers right to left. Mountain Home out on the floor. BB getting some last second instructions from Coach Riley.
What are you telling them right now if you're the coach?
It'd be hard, man. I don't know. It's just. Everything's going wrong for them just about, and everything's going right for Mountain Home.
Yeah, you know, but is it going right because we're just putting the right plays and having the right shots? And, you know, this is where I think the Farmington game's really helping Mountain Home. They're learning how to play. They saw how to play defense and to play with your legs, to play, you know, to really be physical with your legs and not foul. I think we're seeing that right now.
Inbound pass goes to Lockhart. She will give it to Barton, who will set the offense. We're back underway. Barton will throw it to Johnson on the left side. Mountain Home in a man-to-man once again. Johnson will throw it to Barton. Finds Mills in the lane. Her layup a little strong, and the rebound controlled by McCarn.
Yeah, Lakin lost. Came off on help right there. Lost her man. She was open. Good job recovering, though, to block that shot.
Morgan puts up the three, coming back the other way. No good, but McCarn gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in.
We should call that a pass. It was right off the backboard. Didn't hit anything. Right into Anna's hands for a layup.
McCarn with 4 points on the night, 42-8, Mountain Home up.
Yeah, Johnson's averaging 14.5 points a game over her career, and right now she has two. Mountain Home just has her frustrated.
Ball goes down to Lockhart. She's going to dribble into lane, and it's
offensive foul.
All right, yep.
Yep. Four hooked. Lockhart hooked Anna. Anna did a good job staying straight up. I mean, look, Anna's 6'4". What we talk about. I'm going to ask this, her arm length, where she can reach, how tall. She just stays straight up, and Lockhart just hooked her, and they got her off the offensive foul.
That is Lockhart's third personal foul. Team foul number one against BB here in the third quarter. She'll check out of the game, being replaced by Lexi Owens. Another turnover against the Lady Badgers as well. Here's Coleman with it on the left side. She'll give it up top to Yonkers. Over to Husky on the right. Husky drills towards the corner, gives on the wing to Moore. Down to McCarn on the – try to throw it down to McCarn on the low block. Ball's knocked away, and a – scramble for the ball. I believe they're going to get McCarn with that foul. So that's second turnover against the Lady Bombers tonight. Anna McCarn picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third against the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, Lakin did a good job coming across right there, trying to get that position. But, you know, just maybe had forced that pass just a little late. Was there just a little late. It was there about a second earlier. If she hits it, I think it's a wide open layup for Anna.
So ball goes to Mills in the left corner. She drills into the lane, tries to throw it to Johnson. Ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. It will be BB's ball with 6:31 left in the third quarter. 19 left on the shot clock.
Looks like Barton's limping just a little bit for BB. Something to keep an eye on.
Inbound pass goes to Gomez on the left side.
Looks like Mountain Home switched their 1-3-1 right here now.
Ball's with Gomez just couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds on the unforced turnover. And Mountain Home will get back with 6:23 left in the third as they lead by 34.
It's a 15th turnover now. Two turnovers this half already by BB.
Ball goes with Moore on the left side. Gives it to Coleman. She's dribbling into the lane. Kicks out to Husky in near the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and good.
And great job, Witten, getting both feet in the paint. The shot wasn't there. Parker was towed up over here in the right corner right in front of our bench and hit her in stride, and she just buried it.
14 on the night for Parker Husky. 45-8, Mountain Home up. Less than 6 minutes left in the third.
Right now the 5A West teams are watching going, who do we stop if we're playing Mountain Home?
Ball was thrown into the paint, knocked away, and the Mountain Home comes up with another steal. Here's Yonkers back the other way, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah,
8 on the night for Jayla Yonkers. Up to a 39-point lead for Mountain Home now, 47-8 our score, with 5:35 left in the third.
Mountain Home picking up right where we left off in that first half.
Here is Barton with it on the right side. Gives it to Gomez, down to Mills in the left corner, out to Johnson. Now pass is knocked away, but Gomez is there to get it.
Too many hands on the ball. Jayla had the wide open steal, and Lakin got a hand on it. Looked like Anna got a hand on it. Both Mountain Home players had a hand on it. Looked like Jayla was wide open for the steal, though.
Down to three to shoot. They don't even realize how much little time's left on the shot clock. And that's the third shot clock violation against the Lady Badgers tonight.
That's the third one. That is just great defense right there by your Lady Bombers.
Well, Mount Home's clearing the floor of everybody except it looks like Lakin Moore. Now BB's going to call another timeout.
Yeah, they're going to leave. I don't know who they're going to leave. Lakin? Yep.
Yeah. We'll break with 5:05. Let's play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading BB 47-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Well, BB taking the timeout with a little over 5 minutes. Let's play in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball up 47-8. Here's Rittenberg with it on the right side. Ball goes to Sarah Williams, down to Livy Fossus. She'll be fouled from behind.
Yeah, Livy's strong. I'm just telling you, she's 6 foot sophomore. She's only going to get better. She is a great – her offense has already improved so much since she's got here. And, I mean, just right there, she had her sealed on the block, used her body to get that ball. She's doing a great job.
Deja Lockhart picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number two against Beebe. Ball goes to Rittenberg. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Fossness. Her shot may have been partially blocked, but Sarah Williams is right there to pick it back up. Couldn't get the layup to go, and this time the rebound comes to Beebe. Johnson into the front court for the Lady Badgers.
Two-point blank looks out there for the Lady Bombers, just unable to get them go down.
Emmy Ray checked in a moment ago for BB. She is a senior for the Lady Badgers. She will screen for Barton. Barton's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good.
Now she's hobbled up pretty good. Looks like she got a little knee brace on her, but she's just barely getting them down the floor right now. But a good shot by her.
That's her first 3 points. Rittenberg into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Gets it back. Gives it out to Estes. Over to Williams in the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And rebounds being fought for, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by BB. Mount Home will keep it with 4:06 left to play in the third.
Another offensive board there by Livy Fossus, just doing work down low, getting position. I've heard that it's pretty good battle watching her and Ava, her sister, go at it in practice, those two.
Inbound pass goes to Yonkers. She's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and falls in.
She scooped that ball one hand, went around the right side. Just a nice little scoop layup. Get her in double figures, I think, for the night, right?
Yeah, she's got 10. 49-11, Mountain Home up. 3:50 left in the third.
Remember, Matt, we talked about you're going to have Jalen in
11-10 on the shot clock. Ball goes to Rittenberg on the right side. She's going to drill down towards the low block. Trying to figure out what to do. Now she's going to put up the turnaround jumper. Well short. Ball's knocked around. That never hit the rim, and so they're not going to beat the shot clock. That'll be Mount Home's first shot clock violation of the night.
Yeah, just Livy was able to go to work and get that offensive rebound, but with us taking that shot so late in the shot clock, he was unable to get it back up and get that shot on the rim.
About 3 minutes left to play in the third. Mount Home up 38. Here is Barton into the front court, dribbling to the right side.
You know, Matt, the good thing about this year is last year when we played BB, remember their coach got ejected and he went down in his office and slammed the door. And
yeah, Greg Ritchie. Ritchie stepped away this year.
Oh, he did?
Riley's the new
coach, yeah. Their offices were right down there on the floor level. He was just you could just see him in his office.
I do remember that.
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
Here is Barton into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Johnson. Down to 8 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Barton. She dribbles to the left side. Up top to Johnson. She's going to dribble down toward the low block. Put up the jumper. Just beat the shot clock.
Yeah, she's a scorer right there. When she gets loose, she's got a nice little floater, and she showed it right there.
Hannah Johnson with 4 on the night. Mountain Home up 49-13. Here is Yonkers with it. Just outside the paint. Kicks out to Estes. Estes is going to drill down to the low block. Gives it to Fossus in the paint. Her jumper bounces around and finally falls in.
Yeah, what interior pass. And Jayla did a good job. Ashlyn did a good job with a backdoor cut when her girl came off on Jayla. And then Ashlyn had her eyes up. Nice little shovel pass inside of Livy for the two.
51-13, Mount Home up. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third. Balls with Johnson on the right side. She gives it to Lockhart. She's going to drill to the low block. Kicks it out. Ball goes over to the left corner to Barton. Her three-pointer no good, and Fossus gets a rebound. She finds Yonkers, who's quickly back the other way with it, trying to give it to Williams. Williams is going to get it. Throws it out to Estes on the left side. Her three-pointer no good, and the rebound is chased down by, being fought for now, and it's going to come to Estes.
Yeah, Ashlyn, Johnny on the spot right there with that offensive rebound.
Here is Yonkers good throwing work. It down to Fossus on the low block. She's going to put up the layup. Will not go, and the rebound this time is going to come to Bartley, and back comes Beebe with it.
Good offensive set right there for the Lady Bombers. That three by Ashlyn is great. Great pass by Jayla to Sarah. Sarah rounded around, hit her in stride, just unable to get the ball to drop.
Ball is with Ray. Ball goes now over to Lockhart on the right side. She's going to drill to the low block, going in for the layup, and it's going to be offensive foul, and she has just fouled out. Offensive foul. Deja Lockhart picks up foul number 5, team foul number 3 against BB here in the third. And she will have to spend the remaining, 9 minutes on the bench because we haven't reached the fourth quarter yet.
It's a trip Lockhart's not gonna wanna remember coming up here. We've kind of frustrated her tonight.
Yep. I believe it was Gomez that just checked back in. Actually maybe Owens. Now another foul called against Beebe. With 50.3 left in the third.
We should have a running clock this fourth quarter, correct?
Yes, we will. The foul is, who did they give that to?
Number 12, I believe, maybe?
Shiloh Gomez, you're right. That is her first personal foul. Last foul that BB has to give. Oh, Barton's hobbling even worse now.
Yeah, it looks like she got some little knee issues or something maybe. And, when she has the ball, she doesn't look like she's hobbling too bad. But when she doesn't, looks like it's hurting her pretty good. She's a tough little girl.
Johnson checks out of the game as well. Ball goes to Williams on the right side. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound's controlled by Fossus, and she will go back in for the layup. It will not go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 39.1 left in the third. Shiloh Gomez, that's her second personal foul. The 15th foul against BB here in the third.
Matt, if you want to know why the score is 51-13, Mountain Home has 9 offensive rebounds.
That's right. Okay?
They have 19 turnovers. All right, so do the math. That's 28 extra possessions that Mountain Home has been able to get. And that's just the difference in the game right now.
That Fossus hits the first free throw. She has one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Sweet looking shot there.
Yep. Told you she's gonna be a player to watch for the Lady Bombers. She's just gonna get better, and once she figures out the defensive rotation side of things, they came from an area that just played zone all the time. So she's learning man, and she's just really picking things up. She's gonna be one to watch in the years to come for the Lady Bombers.
40-point lead for Mountain Home with 23 seconds left. Ball goes over to Mills. Her jumper at the elbow, no good. And Williams is there for the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Shot clock is off, so they can hold for the last shot of the period.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it in attack mode, I think.
Well, Yonkers is pulling it out.
Nope.
Down to 9.
As soon as I say that, they make me look bad.
Yonkers dribbling over to the left side, down to 4. Yonkers dribbling down towards the low block. She's going to put up the jumper. No good, and we've reached the end of the fourth quarter, and we will have the Mercer on effect the moment that period begins. After three quarters of play, it is Mountain Home leading BB 53-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Well, we will have a mercy rule in effect as Mount Home will have the ball to start this final period. They lead 53-13. The only way the clock will stop is if someone calls a timeout.
Yeah, you know, right now Mountain Home's going to sub in. This was our JV game. We had won earlier by 10. Looks like we got Addison Ferris, Lauren Rawls, Lakin Anderson, Ava Fosnes, Livy's older sister, and Kiera Alkire out on the floor for the Lady Bombers.
And BB comes out on the floor now, and we are underway for